Poll, 9 in 10 young Britons believe their lives have no purpose. By Victoria Friedman on August 2, 2019. A nationwide poll has revealed that 89% of 16 to 29-year-olds believe that their lives have no meaning or purpose. The poll, conducted by Japanese company Yakult and reported by The Sun, also found that 30% of young people believe they are stuck in a rut, with 84% saying that they believe they are failing to live their best life. Across all age groups, over half, 51%, of those surveyed believe they were put on the earth to be as happy as they can be, whilst 37% believe that it is their role to make people around them happy, with 31% believing humanity's purpose should be to do good. With religion being a major source of sense of purpose, a separate survey reported last month that those professing a Christian faith in the UK is at a record low at 38%. With only 1% of 18 to 24-year-olds identifying as belonging to the Church of England. Young people are not the only demographic to be expressing a profound level of negativity about the state of their existence. In 2017, a survey by the Commission on Loneliness, set up by MP Jo Cox before her murder, found that almost three-quarters, 73%, of older people feel lonely, with nearly half, 49%, of those saying they have been feeling like that for years. The following year, the British government appointed a so-called Minister for Loneliness, with state-funded programs and initiatives to help lonely people connect with others around them and make friends. Research from the government revealed some 9 million people always or often feel lonely, with some 200,000 older people saying they had not had a conversation with a friend or relative in more than 1 month. Forbes reported last year on a Norwegian startup called No Isolation that aims to fight loneliness using warm technology, i.e., robots, and has developed artificial intelligence devices for two groups of identified vulnerable people: those over the age of 80 and children who are suffering from long-term illness, which it hopes to roll out across Europe to fill the care gap.